Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sit City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening? Another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass. You know me, Tilly, Gun Dolomite. Kicking it with my boy Father Time, as usual. Tommy, what's good, dog?
What's cracking, baby?
You know me, good man. Like check it out, man. We got any sports moments going into this?
Man, Lakers lost game one. They look lazy, man. They look tired.
I wish you wouldn't have brought that one up.
Hey,
but you know what,
good,
man?
They lost game one.
Hey, it don't matter, man. Hey, that was just game one. That was game one.
Yeah, man, but you lost game one at home, dude. Now they got home court advantage.
Don't matter, man.
And you got to win the game on the road. You got to.
Don't matter, bro.
You got no choice.
Don't matter, bro. We Lakers fans. We not giving up.
Now,
right?
New York lead. True that.
Okay.
New York is lead Boston by one with 1:28 to go. Orlando up by nine. It started the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? They lost game one. New York could have won game one if they played a little defense on Ray Allen at the end. Man, how you gonna let the best 3-point shooting motherfucker in the history of the game get a good look at a three with the game on the line?
Yeah.
That motherfucker made more threes than anybody in the NBA. Come on.
Right, in the history of the NBA.
In the history of the NBA, dude. The history. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the switchboards. I see we got quite a few people on here. Whenever y'all ready to jump in, y'all got to push one. Come on in, and we gonna jump this topic off, dog. What's the first topic for tonight, dog?
All right, well, check this out, man. I was sitting around, I was listening, and I heard something. What I heard is they say that today's woman has stepped up because today's men have stepped back. Okay, you know, I mean, I'm gonna go along and say that we do have a problem with a lot of men stepping back and letting the women, you know, step up. You know, a lot of women had to step up and had to be the breadwinner, the provider, and everything in the house, the relationship, whatever. But now,
right?
And I know that could be a problem. But my thing is, how do we get the men back in position where the women can go back to being the housewife or the woman of the house? You know what I'm saying? How do we do that? Me personally, you know me, you were talking earlier, I got a couple of ideas, and I mean, I'm going to run them off. I mean, we got anybody online ready to holler at us or what?
You know, they got to push that one, man.
Oh, okay.
You know when they pushing, I'm going to bring them in.
Okay, well, check this out, man. All right. I think one major thing. And ladies, I mean, if y'all listening to me, I mean, don't get offended. You know what I'm saying? It's just my opinion, you know. I think one thing that a woman should do is stop supporting losers. You know what I mean? Stop supporting these losing-ass motherfuckers, these motherfuckers who have no ambition, that don't want to do anything in life. I mean, you got these so-called men sitting here over your kids, smoking blunts, drinking 40s, ain't got no ambition. They waiting on you to get paid or waiting on your check to come. You know what I'm saying? Every time you turn around, they asking you to buy them pack of squares. You know what I'm saying? Buy they put in on their weed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that right. Shit like that, to me, I mean, how can you look for them? How can you say, okay, I mean, if you know this guy is no good, can you really expect him to support you in yours? You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, hey, it's, you know, you got men out here who have, I mean, who come out and just make babies. They make babies and, yeah, man, you know, my little shorty, man, my little shorty got this and that. But he ain't buying shit, and you know he ain't buying shit. But you putting him on the pedestal when he's supposed to be putting you on the pedestal. He's supposed to be getting you to find the things. You're not supposed to be out buying him this shit. He looking good every day to play the Xbox. This motherfucker got on Jordan, brand new gear, everything to play the Xbox. Come on.
All right, hold on, dog. We got new calls to the show. Wick, what's up?
What's good, man? What's good? I feel you, Cass, on that subject, man. I really do feel you. It makes it hard for a good man out here, you know, to make it in this world for a good, finding a good woman. Because to me, it seems like that's what they want, man. They're ready for that nigga that they could take care of for some reason. That's just my opinion. I ain't trying to offend nobody.
I mean, because I hear a lot of women sitting there like, oh, you know, I got a girl, I got to go cook. All right, I understand that. I mean, but this motherfucker been home all day. He been home all day. He ain't did shit. He didn't meet Black Ops. You know what I'm saying? Well, he didn't get to the 2K11 championship. You know how long it take to do that shit?
That's a lot of games, bro.
You know how long it takes to... Don't get me wrong. I got an Xbox. Hell, I done had 2K11 since it's been out. I mean, hell, I tried to play the season. Hell, I'm still in my first week. I ain't passed the first game yet because I don't have time to sit there and play the game all day. I don't have time to do that. You know what I'm saying? I can't smoke weed because of my job, so you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand it, dog. I mean, but then the first thing they say is that, these men ain't shit. These men ain't shit. Okay, look at the one you picked. You picked the loser. You picked the loser, but then you want to base all men ain't shit on the motherfuckers you picked. I mean, I'm sorry.
All right, now, let me cut you off, dog. Let me cut you off. I won't necessarily say that they picked a loser. I would say more in terms of, you know, maybe when she hooked up with him, he didn't have a job, but he was looking for a job. You know what I'm saying? And now that he see that he ain't really got a job, she's still going to take care of him. Why the fuck should he work? That don't make him a loser.
I understand what you're saying, but overall, that's still a loser, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, overall, but I'm saying from his point of view, he's saying, well, why the fuck I need to work? She take care of goddamn thing anyway. She give me whatever I want. Why should I work?
I mean,
think about it.
He might as well just put out on the strip.
That's what he's doing. Except he doing it in the work world instead of the prostitution world. You know what I mean? He pimping
you know
it right
what?
Now. That's getting him going to work every day, and he chilling at the crib collecting money. He
point
pimping.
Well taken. Point well taken. I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. You're right. But then me and you. How do we get categorized as a no-good motherfucker because he's like that?
Hey, that's the magic question, man. You know, I don't need a woman to take care of me. I can take care of my motherfucking self.
Right.
You know what
you
I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
looking
for a woman to take care of me. I'm looking for a woman to help me and support me, but I don't need her to take care of me. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean,
the difference
I want
between
you to
support the motherfucker and take care of a motherfucker.
I want you to support me in my endeavors. Like, okay, baby, I'm finna go out for this job. I'm finna go try to do this. I'm finna go try to do that. okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Support me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking you, hey, go buy me, hey, the new Jordans come out on the 23rd. Can you get them for me?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I can buy my own Jordans. I can do everything that, I mean, if anything, you should be coming to me like, well, baby, can I, you know, the new Jordans. I mean, if you still into that thing, you know, I'm just using Jordans as an example. I ain't giving that motherfucker all that money for no damn gym shoes. But I digress. I mean, man, I'm just saying, you know, you can't pick a loser, then get mad and say, okay, all men ain't shit.
That's true. I agree with you 100% on that. That's the motherfucker you decided to be with. And most of the time, they know that motherfucker ain't shit going in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what, I mean, I would really like to, if there, any ladies on the line, I would really love to hear from y'all. I mean, I just want to know, what do a woman be thinking? Do they believe, okay, I can change him, I can make him work? I mean, if he ain't worked in 15 years, I mean, you think he's going to go to work now because he hooked up with you?
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's a good point. Okay, the motherfucker ain't working 15 years. He ain't trying to work at all. But hold on, we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
My name is Aaron.
Your name is Aaron.
What's
going
on, Aaron?
What's up?
How's everything going with you?
It's going real good.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Well, Aaron, before you jump into this, let me ask you a question. You got a page up on Sand City?
No, wait, yeah, I think I had made one, yeah.
You do? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, but I'm separated right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I ran across a profile that says Aaron. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Aaron, I was just going to comment you on saying that you're a beautiful young lady, that's all.
Oh,
but okay, now we're gonna jump. I saw that wedding ring, that's why I never said put nothing on your page.
Oh, but, yeah, I'm separated.
Are you separated?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go, Captain.
Anywho, I wanted to comment.
I'm just saying, if you ever need somebody to talk to, you know, I'm always
dope,
around.
Bro.
I got an open ear. I'm a good listener. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there, you know, hit me up in the
serious,
inbox,
bro.
You know, it's all good.
Like, serious, on the show, man.
I'm just, hey, man, we just having fun, man,
Okay,
man, you
get it greedy.
You push one, so you got something to say.
Yeah, I got something to say. Okay, now.
Okay.
I can tell you what the problem is. Most of the time, when a woman starts off dating somebody, they don't really look at it like that because they be all into the sex. They be, like, digmatized, like real shit. And so then once you develop these feelings for this person and you get to see how they really live, then it becomes a problem. But at first, you ain't be worried about what, if they got a job or nothing like that. You go off, they look good, and if they dick is good.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
That's not the most
funny answer. I can respect that answer. You know what?
That's the most funny answer I've ever heard.
I didn't even think about that, looking at it that way. But, I mean, you know what? Aaron, I mean, you a woman, so I guess, you know. I mean, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about it. I mean, but really, I mean, so you mean to tell me it's just like, okay, this motherfucker got 9 inches of dick. I don't give a damn if he ain't working. Only he can
promise.
Fuck me good. Long as he can fuck me good, that's that.
Right. But then when
wow.
you get that connection and bond with that person later on down the line, and you start feeling like that person should contribute and they ain't got shit to contribute, then it's a problem.
Okay, but I mean, you know what? That's some real shit.
I promise it's some real shit.
Hey, that's real.
Seriously, I never really even thought about that because I'm like, okay, why? You know, because I've seen the situations where I'm like, damn, why is this? You know, you see this you know, a nice looking woman, you'd be like, why she with this nothing ass dude?
Exactly.
So this motherfucker, because he hung like a horse.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Or else he can work that mouthpiece. It's something. It's something.
Okay, well, now, all right, Aaron, let me just ask one question real quick. Well, I mean, but wouldn't you rather have a motherfucker who hung like a horse and worked that mouthpiece and got a good job?
Yeah, but at first, you don't be worried about that. Like, seriously, when you see a fine woman, do you be like, I bet you she got a job? Or you be like, I wonder what's in them drawers. I wonder what that feel like.
Well, see, okay, you know what? You're right. But then I also be thinking in my head, I ain't finna take care of this bitch neither. I look down at your shoes, and if you got on Prada, you do know I'm not buying those, right?
But still, you got to think about women pick and choose what they do with their money. They could take their child support check and run and spend it on themselves. That don't mean nothing.
Right, but now, okay. All right, well, you know what? You're absolutely right. But
I know I'm right.
I mean, tonight's topic, we're trying to better the man. We're trying to get the man back in position. You know what I'm saying? Where the woman can sit home, I mean, if she chooses to. I'm not saying that the woman has to. Let me make that clear first. I'm not saying a woman has to. But if a woman chooses to sit home and be a housewife, she can. Or be the lady of the house, she can. She ain't gotta go out and, you know what I'm saying, bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but not too many men nowadays really work like that. That's really hard to find.
Well, and I don't know about that. I mean, I know a couple of guys that work.
Right,
I mean,
you know,
myself,
a couple, but men who work in like that, they don't really be out in the street like that either. They're hard to find.
Okay. Well,
if y'all stepped out on the scene more, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, it'd be a different story. But these corner boys are the ones that put themselves out there because they thirsty. They looking.
Well, see, we can't step out there like that because from anywhere from 8 to 12 hours, we at work. When we get home, we tired. We just want to have a meal and lay down and relax. Now, which brings me to my second one. This brings me to my second one, Aaron.
Hold on, man. Let's bring butter to the conversation. What's happening, bro?
What's up, y'all? What's up, bro? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I got a friend listening in with me tonight. I'm not sure if they're going to, you know, talk, but they're listening in.
Okay, well, hey, friend. All right, well, check this out. Aaron said something, dog. Aaron said the corner boys. Right?
Okay.
Now, that brings me to my,
what about
okay,
corner
that,
boys?
That brings me to my next point. Ladies, y'all got to stop praising the drug dealers, the hustlers, and the dudes that give you money but no respect. I mean, you got to figure, you gonna be the head of the house if you got a motherfucker drug dealer. Because he out in these streets. He out in the streets, he doing whatever he gotta do. You know what I'm saying? His mentality ain't a 9-to-5 mentality.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? He don't have a 9-to-5 mentality. He got a mentality like, shit, I gotta get this paper. You know? I mean, I got to get this guap. Hey, fuck what you talking about. I got to get this money right now. And that money comes first. And I'm going to tell you that now. That money comes before anything. That money comes before you, the kids, anything. That money comes first.
True statement.
That is true.
Stop bragging
to your girl how much money your man makes. You know what I'm saying? He got to sell the drugs. What's going to happen when he get caught? Because everybody get caught sooner or later. If you stay in the game long enough, you're going to get caught.
Are you bragging about how much money your man making? Is he making that money and giving it all to you? I doubt it.
He giving some to you. Trust me.
My thing is this. He might take care of the house. He might pay the bills. let's just go as far as say is he do pay the bills. He pays the bills, you know what I'm saying? But how much respect are you getting?
Right.
I don't know too many respectful drug dealers. I mean, because my thing is this. I'm going to tell you like this. If I got you living in a lap of luxury, man, don't keep running your motherfucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Do not run your motherfucking mouth. If you sitting there with your Gucci loafers on and your motherfucking shades and all that good shit you got on, don't be telling me about what I can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what women got to deal with when they got that kind of man. Most of the time, the code is you do what you do in the street as long as when I step out in the street with you, I'm not being disrespected or laughed at.
But why
did
you choose that?
Hold on. I understand what you're saying, brother. I do understand what you're saying, but I'm a drug dealer. I mean... I'm going to be real with you, baby. If I'm a drug dealer, I'm out here on the block and I'm hustling and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm keeping you looking good, you ain't got nothing to say about nothing.
But if you're a drug dealer and you're doing all of that and you're doing all that regardless of what your occupation is, you're still a man. And if you're a man, regardless of how you treat them hoes in the streets, you better be known. If you spending money on me and I'm that special for you to be making sure I'm taken care of, then you should also make sure I have respect when we step out on the street together, right?
You ain't coming outside. What you coming outside for? What you got to go get?
Hell no.
I mean, real talk. I'm just saying that.
Honestly, now that you said that, now I understand. I understand about this situation because I have a friend in that situation, and I never understand why she stay in the house. But now I guess I do. So
right,
I guess
reason
yeah.
You got to come outside. You got anything you want. You ain't got no reason to come outside. Matter of fact, you just had your ass in there making sure. If I do decide to bring you out, you looking right.
Wow.
And have my shit cooked.
Right,
man,
and that's exactly. If you do decide to bring that person out, then she should be able to be respected when you bringing her out, right?
If you ain't going on the block nowhere. You ain't going on the hood. You're not going. You ain't going to none of the traps. You're going somewhere where ain't nobody gonna see you.
Damn.
I can't let my bottom bitch see you.
Wow.
I mean, I know it sounds harsh,
but if it's
your bottom bitch,
then she know to stay in her place, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, my bottom bitch out here getting that guap fuck. You ain't doing nothing but spending it. Now, at the same time, I gotta kind of level this off. You know, I can't let her see me. She done just brought me 2 racks. And here I am taking your ass out shopping. No. Then she gonna be liable to ask for some money. Then that's when the problem starts.
And that's why you supposed to make sure she happy too, right?
She is happy, long as she don't see you.
Wow.
Okay, so let's get back on topic. Topic is, why do y'all glorify the drug dealer?
I'm glorified.
No, I mean, you know what? It's not that. It's just the fact that, you know, you at home, you got to do everything. You got to take care of the kids. You got to do all this. You're pretty much running the household while he's out there, you know what I'm saying, doing whatever it is he do. But then, like I said, it goes back to the saying that we saying that the women got to step up because the men are stepping back. I mean, so we trying to see, you know, we trying to say, We trying to eliminate all these reasons for men to step back. I mean, as far as women go, there's no reason for a man to have to step back and let his woman run the household. You know what I'm saying? And what we're saying is, I mean, you can't praise the drug dealers and the hustlers, you know what I'm saying, and think that, okay, I got a good man. I mean, he might be all right. He might be all right for that moment, but once he's gone, that means you got to take care over the house. You know what I'm saying? You got to do everything because he's gone now. Because we all know drugs, that plan don't last forever.
Right.
It's either one way, it's one or two things. Death or jail.
Right.
In either case, know what I'm saying? You left holes in the bag.
Or they turn their life over to God.
Yeah, then and then he pulled you. So now yeah. you still got to take care of the house.
Right. Because
they ain't got no money. He ain't got no money, nothing.
Right.
Okay. We going to move on from that one. All right. My other one, I believe, is no when to say when. Now, ladies, I know this one's going to rub y'all the wrong way. And I'm not saying it in the sense of it just being a man-dominant world, but sometimes y'all ladies just got to learn when to be quiet. I mean, come on. Y'all got to learn when to be quiet. Y'all cannot think y'all right about everything. And then even if we are wrong, let us see that we're wrong. Half the time, we saying it because, you know what I'm saying, we want your input, but when y'all just don't do nothing we say or do nothing, I mean, if I sit there, okay, Aaron, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still
Aaron,
here.
Okay, Aaron,
yeah,
let me
here.
Ask you this. All right, Aaron, let me ask you this. I come home, right? I come home. I say, the car, and you tell me the car messed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, okay, I'm going to take it to the shop Wednesday. You tell me, no, my brother going to come get it tomorrow and fix it. But now, I know your brother might not be that great of a mechanic. So now I say, well, no, you just tell your brother, that's all right, I'm going to take it to the shop Wednesday. But now you keep telling me, no, I'm just going to let my brother fix the car.
Okay.
Now, at some point, don't you think, man, you're going to clash with that?
Yeah.
But now,
I do.
Not to say that you per se do that, but why do women do that? Why do women, why wouldn't you never just say, okay, well, let me let my man handle this?
I don't even know. I don't know. I guess because maybe we'd be trying to believe you had spoken that stuff before then.
You said what now?
That was my friend who made a comment. She said maybe because the man might have broken the trust before and said he was going to take it to the shop and maybe he didn't do that. Or maybe he said he was taking it to the shop and took it to his street mechanic. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
Okay, but now, all right, now, and that's what I'm asking. Okay, now, if I'm wrong, then I can say, okay, yeah, I, you know, call your brother. Dude fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying every man can, but now I can say when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? But
you are not
every
man.
What was that?
No, that was my friend. She said, keyword, every man is not going to admit that they, you know what I'm saying, they're wrong.
You know what? Tell your friend get on the phone because she just got a lot to say.
She won't do it. Right,
man, I'm going to bring we're about to bring Janine in. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Janine.
What's going on? What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Huh?
Are you in class right now? Are you on break?
No, I'm taking my final online, and my computer is messing up, and I'm getting pissed.
Okay. Well, what you got to say about this topic?
I didn't even hear what the topic was about.
Okay. Today's topic is, they say that today's woman has stepped up, and today's men have stepped back. So
mm-hmm.
Now, we saying with that being true, how do we get our men back in position to step back up?
How do we get them to step back up?
Yeah, now, I had a couple of suggestions. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
now,
they have to be
willing
to step up. That's one.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the woman got to be willing to step back. Some women just don't. They're so used
that's
to being
right
in charge
there.
And leading. So it goes both ways.
That's a good point. Now, that's a great point.
Yes, because, of course, you know, Cass is to say that I'm controlling and that I wouldn't be able to step back and all. But
now,
it's
I haven't said one thing tonight about that, and I have.
I'm just going to put it on out there go ahead and put it on out there, because I know it is coming as soon as I say what I want to say.
Say what it is you want to say.
But usually when a woman is used to being in control of the situation or her situation, it's hard for her to step back, especially when he's not stepping up fast enough.
Okay. All right. Now, with that being said, when he's not stepping up fast enough, that takes me to another point. Now, you ever heard of the term, you got to crawl before you walk, which means everything is a process. You can't expect a big payday ASAP.
I don't expect a big payday ASAP. I expect actions ASAP.
Okay. I mean, as far as, okay, if he's trying, I mean, what more can he do?
And if he's trying, okay, this is my big pet peeve. Say you trying, and just like you said, in a different type of situation, just say you trying, and you say you're trying to get a job, and you get a job, and you getting paid under the table, or you get a job, and you never know when you're going to work. And I'm telling you here, I got like 4 different places right now that I hire you, but you have to wait 3 weeks for your first check, but you'll be getting paid every week. You know, how is it that you just can't go and do what I just told you and see how it works instead of, you know, stressing about when you're getting paid, how much you're getting paid, if you're getting paid? You know, how come what I say is I'm trying to tell you what to do? I'm trying to be controlling.
I choose not to answer that question because of the grounds that you're going to say that I'm going to say something that's not right. So I'm going to let Father Time answer that. Time, what you got to say about that one?
Well, number one, okay, now is she working? Does she have a job?
Does she have a job?
If she ain't got no job, how's she gonna tell me how to get a job? You can take your same advice.
Of course she got a job if she can help you get a job. Or she's working. Her resume is 10 times longer than yours.
Okay, but go ahead, man.
I mean, okay, yeah, you got a resume that's longer than mine, but are you currently working, or are you at home?
It doesn't matter. Say this person is in school. Say she's not working, she's in school.
Okay.
And he's
If you ain't got no job and you trying to tell me how to get a job, how the fuck am I gonna listen to you? You ain't got no damn job. You giving me the same advice that you can take to yourself. You can apply that same advice to me to yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
You're the one that's
supposed to be, first of all, trying to be the man in a relationship. You're the one that's supposed to be trying to get yourself together, and you're the one that's walking around pulling your hairs out because you don't know when you're getting paid. And I just gave you another avenue to help you get paid and help you make sure you get a permanent paycheck, and instead you want to just continue to pull your hair out. I don't understand, and I'm trying to ask the question why, but you're making a comment about me working. It ain't about me working. It's about you.
Yes, it
is. That goes back to comment number 3. No win is a win. Maybe this one you just need to step back from. Maybe you need to step back and let him see the error of his ways. I mean, maybe let him try that job. You know what I'm saying? If that job ain't working out, then maybe he'll see it for himself and be like, okay, well, your idea is better. But if you sitting there trying to, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, then, yeah, no, I'm going to tune you out.
No, I mean, I don't think that the conversation went like that. I think, like, when the conversation was had, it was just, well, this is what's going on. He gave his job and what was going on. He started flipping out because he worked, like, 2.5 weeks and didn't get paid. It's been over almost a week. He still ain't got paid, pulling his hair out and complaining about he can't trust nobody. But he say he trusts her, and yet she gives him advice, and he says that she thinks she's right about everything, and he don't want to
Let me tell you something. First of all, if I'm working a job for 3 weeks and I ain't got paid yet, I got a problem. I'm going to stop going to work, too.
Okay. So when
after 3 weeks,
you
at least did 1 week's worth of work. If you get paid every 2 weeks, you're going to get paid on that third week, whether it's 1 week or 1 week.
I don't understand why
you're
not. I'm not understanding why you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Okay.
You just said he was walking around for 3 weeks and he ain't got paid and he wondering why.
Okay.
I would be doing the same thing.
Right.
3 weeks.
And if you're complaining about all of this, and I'm just coming to you telling you, okay, well, these people are hiring and these people are hiring and these people are hiring. And if you want to go in, this job said they'll hire you probably on the spot, probably because of your resume. And you won't get paid for another 3 weeks, but at least you'll still get a paycheck from your previous job. You should still get paid for that. And then by that time, you'll be having your first check. And then you get paid every week. But instead of you accepting that advice from that woman, you complaining.
Okay, maybe it's how the woman said it. Okay, I mean, which brings me to another point, being a man's backbone. I mean,
well, hold on. I got songs on here and I'm playing them.
Right, okay, brother. Got it.
All right.
Play your song, brother.
I don't even know what song this is. I'm just gonna play it anyway. Hey, we'll be right back, y'all.
Wow.
You like my crib, baby? Come a little closer. Don't be shy. Darling, I want you so bad, I can almost taste the smell of your skin. And honey, I'd be so sad if you didn't break down and let me in. You better let me in, baby. Don't you know?
Thank you.
out of my breath. Don't you ever try and breastfeed no baby.
Why not?
Never mind. What time is it?
Tea time.
I know, that's
Who remember this song?
Nobody.
Anybody?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. Nobody remembers that damn song. If you ever play that song, you hear me.
Oh, nobody. Janine, I know you remember this.
So,
you don't remember
that song? Turn that song off.
Look here. Oh, I want to thank everybody.
Old school.
I want to thank everybody for not hanging up because of that song we're playing. Thank you very much. No, don't you ever play that song again.
Shit, baby. That's
the
old
first song you ever played.
Shit.
No, I'm a Morris Day fan. I don't even remember that song.
If the king can't make you come.
What the fuck is he talking about?
All I hear is Jimmy's dad's by the bed.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He's getting a naked, man. Come on. All right, let's get back into this. Let's get back into the topic, man. Let's get back into the show. Don't nobody remember one of my all-time favorite songs, but that's okay. I got a lot of old school shit for y'all for the next couple of days. Next couple of shows, I got a lot of old school for you.
We're gonna have to talk about this, man. We're gonna have to talk about this after the show. The songs, your selection. That was cool.
Hey, I'm surprised. Don't nobody. Man, that's a good song, man.
That song was horrible.
Man, that's a good song, dude. But let's get back on the topic, man.
Before we get back on the topic, how many people we got online here?
We got Wick, we got Aaron, we got Janine, we got a couple other people that ain't pushed one.
Okay, now anybody who's online, who's talking right now, is Aaron still here? Aaron, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you like that song?
No, I didn't even know that song.
Okay, thank you. Wick, did you like that song?
I'm only 25, so that don't count.
You how old?
25.
Oh, well, of course you ain't never heard a song before.
Oh, man, I didn't like
it
back in the day.
No, it's not the fact that it's the age of the song. That song was just horrible. Okay, you know what? We're not playing that song ever again.
Thank you.
Hey, man, you know what, man? You keep talking about my song selection.
You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
I'm sorry, man. I'm about to deal with your repercussions because that song was fucking horrible. All right, man, let's get back into the show. Let's just get back into the show. All right. Like I said, today's topic is the women of today that stepped up because today's men have stepped back. What can we do to put the men back in position? All right. Check this out. Now, before we went to break, before we heard that horrible, horrible song, I was saying, well, I think that in some instances, like what Butter was saying, she was saying how the guy, she was telling this guy this, that, and other. I'm pretty sure she didn't say it that calmly, but, I mean, I think a lot of men need a backbone, and I feel like a woman is a man's backbone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a man goes through so many trials and tribulations of the world. It's hard enough to deal with that. Then you come home and you gotta hear some shit like that. I mean, if I came home and I'm upset, Janine, you here with me?
Yes.
All right. Now, I come home. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're gonna use what Brother said. I didn't work these 3 weeks or whatever, 2.5, whichever weeks I worked, and I didn't get paid. Now I'm pissed off. I'm upset. Mm-hmm. I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? I come home, I'm mad, baby. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers didn't pay me. These rat bastards ain't pay me my motherfucking money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, are you going to go in on me like, well, you need to go get a job someplace else? Or you going to try to like, hey, everything going to be okay? Well, what would you do?
I say, everything gonna be okay, fuck them.
I'm telling my woman, quick, just fuck them quick.
Just fuck them. Well, I wouldn't work. I wouldn't work somewhere for 3 weeks, so why would I expect you to do that? I wouldn't want to do that. So why would I expect you to do something that I wouldn't want to do?
Now, what she was saying, if I got this right, she was saying that she knew someplace else he could work. But, you know what I'm saying, he didn't want to hear from her because, I guess, hell, I don't know. Maybe
she ain't working.
Well, I assume, I don't know. I'm
but
not going to say
she assumed, though.
But now I'm saying, if I got to hear, you know what I'm saying, if I'm already pissed off, you know I'm upset. I mean, are you really going to come at me like, well, you need to go find a job someplace else. You need to go do this. You need to go do that. Or you going to, you know, tell me, things going to be all right, baby. Like, you know, fuck it. Fuck it, baby. You'll find something better. We'll find something better.
It's we. We'll find something better.
Right.
If you want to look or if you ask me to look or however you want to do it, you know, we help each other.
Okay. That's my only thing. That's what I'm saying. A man looks for a woman for support. And I mean, I don't care what man sits there and say he do. And his woman, he really looks for his woman for support. That's his backbone. When when the trials and tribulations of the world get you down, you feel like, okay, if there's nobody else here to back me up, my woman's here to back me up. And you agree?
I agree
with 100%.
What about you, Aaron? You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
No, okay. So we all in the green. We fought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, but let me say something, man.
I agree.
This is a Sin City public announcement, okay? Aaron?
Yes.
This is a Sin, don't take it personal, okay? But I just gotta say it.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
What the hell that got
okay,
to
let's
do
move on. he's been trying to court Aaron ever since she got on the show.
I'm about to say, what is going on?
This motherfucker's the worst. He's just a sex addict or something. I don't know what the hell is wrong with this guy.
Wow.
Oh, I can't do it.
But the first one to tell me, hey, man, let's keep the show professional. I mean, he didn't even wait. He didn't wait till she said hello. Hey, Aaron.
Yes.
I, I seen your picture on there. Are you still married?
Do we have some mute music or something? You want to cut that on and, you know, try to get her number or something?
What do you got to say about it?
Terrence, do it.
I mean, I agree with you 100%, man. Every man needs to be supported by his woman, man. You know what I'm saying? If your woman ain't supportive, she ain't the one for you. You know what I'm saying? If she's constantly all up in your ear, nagging this, nagging, baby, you need to do this, baby. Nobody want to hear that. I know what I need to do. I don't need you to tell me what I need to do. I already know what I need to do. Just leave me alone. Shut the hell up. This ain't the right time. So I feel you on that one, man. I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
I mean, don't no woman want her man nagging at her all day. Baby, you need to make sure the house clean. Baby, you need to make sure my food ready. Baby, you need to have my water run. A woman don't want to hear that shit all day. Well, but it makes me think a man want to hear that. All that nagging. That's crazy. Jeanine, do you want me to nag you all day?
Of course not.
And do you believe a man want to hear that all day? About what he needs to do?
No, I'm sure they don't.
That's the whole point. A man needs, sometimes men need to be consoled. Because it's rough. It's really rough being a black man out here in this motherfucker. Not just a man, but a black man.
Mm-hmm.
We go through bullshit all day, every day. Every time we walk out the house, it's something. We got this crazy-ass motherfucker at the job tripping on us. And then we come home, and we got our woman tripping on us. And then they always saying, well, why you always going to the bar? Because you're driving me to drink. I'm with all that madness. I don't need that madness in my life. We supposed to be together. If I'm down, you're supposed to be down, right?
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay. What about this one, dog? All right. Now, this is one that I kind of think that is really true. I think you need to. I mean, you need to understand where your man comes from. Because I've seen it time and time again where you got this woman who, you know, she constantly. She's trying to make him something that he's not. And that's like one of the biggest things that I see that men be like, I'm not fucking with this bitch no more because, you know, she's trying to change me. You know what I'm saying? You got to know if I came. Like, okay, like we were saying earlier, we came for the project. We came up Kool-Aid and, you know what I'm saying? We ain't come up drinking no sparkling water and all that shit. You know what I mean? So if you sitting there like, well, why won't you eat filet mignon? I ain't never had to say, what the fuck you mean? Why I don't eat it? Hell, I'm going to be honest with you. It took me to, I was like, damn, that at 17, 18 to realize filet mignon was a damn steak.
I thought it was fish.
Exactly. See, he still thought it was fish.
It's not fish?
No, it's not fish.
It's a steak.
I've never had to see it in my life, so I thought it was fish. I swear to God, I thought it was fish. I did not know. Thank y'all.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But now, how you going to sit there, you know, you going to downgrade me or try to change me? If that's just the way I am, that's just the way I am. Certain things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do certain things. I'm not going to wear skinny jeans. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm not going to put on a pair of skinny jeans. I'm going to fuck if they're fashionable. I'm going to fuck if that's what's in. I'm not wearing them.
Now, let me ask a question, because you just brought up a good point. Is that why, now, I'm asking the lady, is that why ladies stay with men for so long thinking that they could change that man? They know it's a bad relationship, but they think they could change it. Is that why they stay so long? Ladies?
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
But that's correct. But don't you know, you figure after the first 6 months, if he ain't changed, he's probably not going to change.
Yeah, exactly. But really, you got to think about it. Neither one of you being yourself anyway.
True.
You know what I mean? So really, you're not really even knowing that person yet anyway. So y'all could think y'all changing for each other, but that might be you just getting out of your shell. I mean, it's just a lot of different things.
And that's fucked up, too. That is. That's fucked up. Cause you, I mean, I ain't gonna say men don't do it. Men do it also, but women just be the sweetest thing in the world. You be like, damn, this is the one. I love her. I mean, she's just that perfect woman for me. And it's like, it's 6 months of the day. You come over that after that 6 months. I mean, everything just go to holy hell. Why is that? I have no idea.
But that brings me to a question. I was having a discussion with somebody the other day. Now, both of y'all, Aaron, Janine, both of y'all been married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't remind me.
Oh, my bad. I'm saying, though, do you believe that a relationship changes once it goes from boyfriend, girlfriend to marriage?
I do. Mine did.
Okay.
Are you listening?
How long was y'all together, though, before y'all got married?
Two and a half months. How long was me and him together?
I was married for two and a half months before we got married.
That's not
it. Now, the question I was saying, the argument was that if you was in a 10-year relationship, ain't that like being married? Y'all been together 10 years. What
now,
really
hold
more
up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. We asked too many questions at once.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, what was that you were saying?
That wasn't me. That was my friend. I don't.
Look,
me and my friend was together 11 months before we got married, I think.
Look,
sure, I don't know.
Aaron.
Yeah.
And tell your friend to pick up the phone and just talk.
He said get on the phone. Hold on.
Tell
here
her we want to
hear
what she has to say.
727-1283.
I can't do it on my phone. I can use her phone. I'm a margarita, but that's all good.
Hello.
Oh, y'all drink margaritas too?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say something about a margarita.
Is this
okay.
Friend?
You said what?
Is this friend?
This is friend. My name's Alana.
How you doing, Alana, baby?
I'm good, but I'm not your baby.
Oh. Okay, I know you're not my baby, but I mean, it's just being nice. Now, right, come on, now, right, be friendly with me.
All right, okay, that's cool.
Hey, Alana had talked. You didn't talk all since the whole show. I mean, what you got to say?
About what?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Okay. Hey, Alana, you was talking about you was 2.5 months and you got married.
Yeah, me and my husband met on Mother's Day, May 14th, and then we got married for my 21st birthday in July 6th.
Okay, are y'all still together?
You said what?
Are you still together?
We still married, but now, no, I just filed for my divorce papers.
Okay,
now before we say anything else, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing for me.
if somebody cracked a joke about that, you would be offended, right?
No, I wouldn't be offended. I don't know. You good?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just said baby. She, I ain't said baby. I don't know about her.
Right, you gotta ask her up front.
Right, she got an attitude.
No, I don't. You straight.
Okay, but now let me ask you. I don't know if you can answer the question because you only knew the guy for 2.5 months before you married him.
Well, I was with Matt for 4 years before.
Did it change when you got married?
You said what?
I'm talking about the 4.5 years one. Did it change when you got married?
Hold on. It's to me. I can't hear you. What'd you say again?
No, the question is for Janine. Janine, when you guys were boyfriend, girlfriend, when he put the ring on your finger, did the relationship change?
It didn't change in regards to what I expected, no. I think eventually after like a few years he changed, but that was due to something else. It wasn't due to me and him.
1-1, buddy.
Okay, all right, Janine, let me ask you a question. Okay, you and him were together for 4.5 years before you guys got married, right?
Yeah.
Now, right. Once you got married, did you not tell him certain things about yourself that you didn't tell him when you guys were boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, by that time, we were living together, so we pretty much...
4.5 years, you was already living together. Nothing changed.
We were just living together, and we pretty much knew everything about each other by that time. By the time we decided to get married.
Okay, well, my question is, do you think that if you're married, once you get married, you should tell your wife everything? Should you tell your wife everything?
No, because I didn't tell him everything.
I don't agree with that, though.
What?
I just don't agree with that.
Well, don't agree.
You should tell your mate everything. That's your wife or your husband. I mean, that's your backbone. That's your rock.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think your rock have the right to know everything about you? I mean, I'm not saying everything, but just certain things that he didn't know when you guys were boyfriend and girlfriend. That's all I'm saying.
Like what? I mean, everybody has their secrets. Again, we back on this secrets thing. Everybody has their secrets. We don't tell each other everything. Just like I know he didn't tell me everything, I didn't tell him everything. But he knew just about everything he needed to know about me. He did.
Okay, well, I see we got some people online. If y'all want to jump in on this conversation, y'all got to push 1. And come on in and join Sin City. We having a good time. People on here flirting with each other. It's crazy
no people,
in Sin City, y'all.
Ain't no people flirting with each other. You flirting with everybody, motherfucker. Ain't no everybody flirting with each other. It's you. It's your ass.
I'm just saying, dog. I'm just saying.
And I'm going to tell you, and I want to say why exactly I didn't tell him everything, because I didn't trust him.
After 4.5 years, you didn't trust him?
Nope. He was a liar. But I dealt with it. That was something I chose to deal with. But he was a liar. He lied
about
it.
Did you tell him a lot of things, though, in the 4.5 years? In the 4.5 years, it felt the same once you got married. Because y'all been together so long, right?
Yeah, it was the same. I knew what I was getting into. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I didn't know.
That's the only point I was trying to make.
I think once you get married, I think the woman changes. I think she sees it different. She sees the relationship differently than boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what I think. I mean,
but if you've been
because it is different to the fact that we respect it. We should be respected as the wife. We're not just a girlfriend anymore. It's more than that.
Even after 4 years, you looked at yourself as just a girlfriend.
When I was with him, just a girlfriend, I am just a girlfriend.
Even
I am on the verge. In my mind, I'm on the verge of being single.
Even after 4.5 years.
Okay, wait a minute. Who is that wig? Why do you keep us to this 4.5 years?
No, the argument that we had, we were talking about getting married and being in a long-lasting relationship. You know, I was in a 10-year relationship, and I felt, even if, you know, he said that I never got married, so I really can't say nothing about that. But I felt that 10.5 years, it felt like we was married because I was with you for 10 years.
No. I got to agree with him. Hey, once you're married, it's something totally different.
It is.
Thank you.
It's more of a commitment.
What was that?
Shit changes.
when you just a boyfriend, girlfriend, hey, my thing is we on the verge of me being single. I'm sorry, I still see myself as single.
When you're married?
No, when you boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't care if I was living together. If anybody asks me, I'm single. Because I'm not
that's
married. It's only two different things. You either single or you married.
That's not true.
Hold on. Janine, public service announcement for you.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Okay, well, do we still got Aaron on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Aaron, how do you feel about that?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry, what?
Okay, well, they said that it's the difference between being boyfriend and girlfriend and being married. I mean, do you agree with that?
To a certain extent, because what the difference between being boyfriend and being married?
Yeah, there's a lot of
to a certain extent, because when you boyfriend or girlfriend, there's a possibility, or you're that way for a reason, because it might end. But when you're married, that's a commitment.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Wick, there you go. I mean, everybody said the same thing. It's a difference. It's a difference from being married than just being in a relationship.
It's a big difference, dude.
There's a difference being in a serious relationship.
There's a difference being in a serious relationship.
We both right. I mean, a long commitment. That's a long commitment, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though it do care, that's just right there. You can be married 10 years and still get divorced. So being
in a relationship, I can walk away from you at any given day.
Right.
Me and you ain't got to say two words. We ain't got to say two words to each other.
Okay, that's the difference. If you married, you got to get past.
It's not as easy when you married.
Right.
It's hard to walk away. You can't just walk away like that.
Exactly.
That's not because in some relationships.
That is true.
That's not because we see this on the news. Some relationships, people can't walk away with just being boyfriend and girlfriend.
It's called piece of the cake.
That's not true because you see that on the news every day. Somebody done killed their girlfriend because she quit.
Okay, all right. I'm going to end this right now. Hey, dog, listen to me, man. This is a public service announcement for you, dog. Okay, are you listening?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
That was fucked up. That was real fucked up.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
You left yourself wide open for that, dog. It don't make no sense, man.
Nevertheless, the point was made. That was dirty, man.
You can't say it because all relationships are not the same.
But it's easy to walk away when it's boyfriend and girlfriend than husband and wife.
You can't say that because it's on the news every day. You see more
people to see what boyfriend
and
put that bottle down and relax.
You see more people killing their boyfriend and girlfriend than you see them killing their wife.
Yeah, damn lie. Anyway.
I can say three right now off the top of my head. The Virginia Tech lacrosse dude, they was boyfriend and girlfriend. He killed her because she left.
You don't know why he killed her. He could have killed her because she said something to piss him off. She could have said something about his mama.
Okay. Point taken.
Okay, anyway. SinCity.Spruce.com. People, check it out. Now, I'm unable to be in the chat room tonight. I got things I got to do, so I won't be able to be in the chat room. But, hey, last couple of weeks, we didn't have fun in the chat room. So, by all means, please keep it going. Aaron.
True that.
Huh?
Can you get in the chat room with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm in the chat
room. Huh?
I mean, I'm on my cell phone. If I can do it from my phone, then yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know about all that, but
Tell your friend, be sure to make a page on sincity.spruce.com also. We greatly appreciate it.
I need to update my page because all them pictures is old. I think it's only one or two. It's a couple of them.
They okay.
Uh-oh, here we go. Well, Father,
I
like
your picture. I ain't gonna lie.
You need to send me a friend request on Facebook. I'll be on Facebook.
What's your Facebook name?
You really want me to give it on, like, air?
You could just inbox it to him. Just please.
Yeah,
brother, you sounded thirsty. You sounded thirsty, brother. Calm down.
What the fuck does thirsty mean?
You.
Desperate.
Now, I wish I could control that with that one, because that's going to hit you right back with.
You know what? Sin City is on my Facebook. That's my friend on Facebook. That's what reminded me to call in tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
She sends
Facebook too.
Put it in the Sand City inbox. Put it in the Sand City. Message me on the Sand City.
But why? When my mom is y'all friend, you can see you have access to all my pictures in my page.
But I'm saying,
I'm
what's
sure
your name on Facebook?
I'm pretty sure between the both of you all, you can figure out who I am. You guys put your heads together, you will figure out who I am.
Wait a minute. We're going to make this way he can understand it. Brother, she's our friend on Facebook. I sent
you
page, she's our friend. So all you have to do is go look her up, and you can see her pictures.
Right. It's just look for the first name, Aaron, and my last name is on. You know, I can give it. My name is Aaron Witt.
There you go, brother. Right.
W-A-I-T.
Go to our Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and find Aaron Witt. Just bust that ass.
Hey, man.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people! Hey!
I've been telling you that since the show started.
All right, man, we got a few minutes left, man. What you want to hit?
I want to know what y'all going to talk about next week, because I thought it was going to be some sex type stuff. That's why I called in.
Oh, no, that's Wednesday show, baby. That's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Wednesday.
So that's tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
Well, I'll be here.
So will I. What's up?
I need to vent some things.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
It was the preview.
Aaron, you got something you want to vent? Give me a topic and we'll run with it tomorrow. What is it?
I'm going to inbox it.
All right. Inbox it. Inbox whatever you like. And since you new to calling in to the show, we'll pick yours.
Yay. I'm not new. I'm re-coming back to the show.
Well, you know what? You and Father Time tonight, y'all are really showing out.
I did. I used to call in.
Okay. Well, and like I said, tell your friend, and don't forget about us at sincity.spruce.com. That's our own personal site. Y'all can put pages up. Y'all can, you know what I'm saying, put videos, pages, blogs. You know, on our site, anything goes. You know, Sin City, anything goes. You put any type of picture
right
there. Yeah, because
I got some real advantage
of that.
I got some real pictures.
So feel free.
I don't know if your pictures come out. Hey. Go check out Janine's pictures.
Now, see, Aaron, you're a month late. Now, we had a $100 contest of the most sexiest pictures. Nobody ever put good pictures up. So now,
your friend just cold-headed like a motherfucker back there.
Is that Ilana co-signing again?
It's Ilana, yeah. Ilana. It's Ilana.
Ilana, Ilana, hey, as long as I don't say baby, we good, right?
Yep. No, I'm not baby. That's a nickname.
Okay, dog. Well, if you got any last words, man.
Okay, we're gonna start off with Wick. You got any last words, bro?
It's always a pleasure being on Sand City. Much love to all the ladies.
Karen, you got any last words?
Nope. I got some words tomorrow, though. I'm geeked up for tomorrow.
Okay. Ask your co-signing buddy if she got any last words.
Last words?
I'm good.
She said no, she's good.
Okay.
Okay, Alana, baby.
Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, good show. I'll have something for y'all tomorrow, too, about talking about my little friend.
Uh-oh. You got it. Just make sure you come sit on that final.
I got two more questions left, and I'm done.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thank
you. You did the final while you was on the phone?
Yeah, I'm smart like that.
I can
multitask.
Yes, you can.
I can do a bunch of things at once.
Now watch this. Talk about me. Watch this. Hold on, dog. Let me hit you off. Let me hit you off, dog. All right, Janine, say what you just said again.
I can do a lot of things at once.
All right, here you go, dog.
Hey, you know what? We're going to say that for tomorrow's show, dog. We're going to say that for tomorrow's show. But I am going to remember what you said, Janine. We're going to say that for tomorrow's show.
All right.
All right, dog. You got any last words, man?
Yeah, man, SinCity.Spruce.com. Hey, hit us up. Hit us up on Facebook. Hey, let's get it in. Like I said, we thinking about doing this $100 picture thing again. I don't know. We got to see what we're going to get on our – we're going to see what type of pictures come across the SinCity page. We'll let y'all know.
All right, y'all. On that note, tomorrow night, 8:30, I'm going to hit y'all off with some more old school. I know everybody remember this song. Everybody remember this one.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale will be busy. He's a happy dog. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dog of the world unite, dancing dog. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
Do the dog, do the dog.
nothing but the dog in me.
You over there doing the dog?
Of course.
You in the mirror backing it up?
Yep.
You didn't push one, but you listen to the whole show. What's your name?
902?
219-902? I guess they say I ain't push one. I'm not talking. All right. Sorry about that, 902. Just trying to show you a little love at the end of the show. Y'all tomorrow night.
All right,
love and head grease. Be out.